we're talking about the BizX Award winners. I mean, it's a fantastic night and a huge honor to win a BizX Award with all the businesses we have. I think Deb Jones said about 20,000 businesses. And Land Surveyors Who Go the Limit, I have the winner, Surveyors on Site, Chris Euler. Chris, thanks for joining me.
Oh, thank you very much for having me.
Now, obviously, BizX Award winner. What was that like to hear that call?
It was kind of surreal, to be honest. Like, we didn't expect it, and it was totally flattering, and we were just kind of beside ourselves. We didn't really think that we actually won.
And it's funny because you're in an industry where you don't think about someone getting an award, right?
Absolutely.
For what they do.
Yeah, we were in an industry where we kind of just do our job, and it just kind of goes along, and you don't get the recognition that a lot of other more flashier types of businesses might get.
Yeah, you're not baking something sweet.
No.
which is more important than a land surveyor, right?
Right.
But what you guys do is extremely important. Tell us about Surveyors on Site.
Okay. We're a fairly new company to the Windsor Essex area. We've been here 5 years. We have grown a lot in the last 5 years. The company was founded by my partner, Mike Tupin, who, after selling an interest in his another Windsor Essex County land surveying company, started Surveyors on Site. And my wife is from the Windsor area. We moved back into the Windsor area, and Mike and I partnered up, and from there we've grown to we now have 3 offices, one in Windsor, another one in Romulus, Michigan, and another one in Northern Ontario in New Liskeard.
I'm sure your wife is extremely happy that you didn't go to New Liskeard for this.
absolutely. She's thrilled that we're not up there.
I'm from Sudbury, and nobody wants to go up there. Come on.
No.
So tell us, you know, you have these different offices. Now, here in Windsor, there seems to be a lot of new builds. What exactly do you guys do?
Well, we primarily specialize in construction related surveying, but we also do legal surveys, so people that have properties that they want to build, or perhaps subdivide, or just maybe put up a fence, that sort of thing. So we do surveying for that purpose.
So do you let them know, do you have to look at blueprints, do you have to find out property lines, do you have to do all those kind of things?
Absolutely. So when somebody calls us up, they'll want to know how much it costs for us to come and survey their property. And one of the first questions we ask them for is the legal description of their property. And then what we'll do kind of in behind the scenes is we'll go and do a brief search to see what types of surveys have been done in the past on their property or maybe adjacent properties.
Okay.
And to kind of get us an idea of what would be involved in reestablishing those boundaries.
Now, do you assess kind of what the ground is like, what the area is like to build?
Yeah, so like oftentimes what clients will need to know, or engineers or architects will need to know, the lay of the land. So most importantly, they'll need to know the size of the lot, so that they want to know how big of a building they can build it and whereabouts they can position that building on that property. But we also get into doing topographic surveys that kind of deal more with, as you said, the lay of the land. So trying to figure out what features are on the property that kind of make it unique and challenge and different challenges, and then they can design around those.
Now, for example, you know, we hear about all the flooding and things like that. Is that something that you would assess as well, that, okay, well, this land typically gets, wet, fills up with water, those kind of things, or this is just sheer rock underneath? And that's going to pose different challenges.
Oh, absolutely. Like, we'll sometimes be required to set an elevation as a benchmark.
Okay.
That IRCA will require that certain elevations that they build above. But it's all based on a 100-year flood plan that's put in place long before we get to the site. So there's mapping that you can go on their website and see how your property is affected. But all our job is to basically establish that benchmark, so when the builder goes and builds the house, that they're meeting that elevation, that required floodplain.
Now, do you ever drive past places and say, oh, my God, we surveyed that. Look at it. And, you know, it may be a high rise or it may be a, you know, a different playground. It may be something.
Well, if you ask my wife, she'll probably roll her eyes because it's like we can't go anywhere and not say, you know, I was involved in that. Yeah, and it's funny. Like, in the last 5 years, we've done a lot of work in around this Windsor-Essex County. We were heavily involved with the Parkway project.
Okay.
Where we provided the layout services for 11 of the 12 tunnels and several of the bridges and all the trail bridges and the lighting infrastructure and we've done topographic surveys for them after the project was built on the water fish rehabilitation ponds mm-hmm. and that sort of thing. So we've done a lot of work in on that particular project. So anytime we're driving on the parkway, I kind of chuckle. I kind of have to keep my mouth shut because I'm sure my wife rolls her eyes.
I can imagine the riveting conversation that you have at every structure you drive by.
That's right.
Now, I looking on your website as well at surveyorsonsite.com, it says St. Clair beats U Waterloo and Western in engineering competition. Now, do you have close ties to St. Clair College with the business?
We reached out to St. Clair College, and we actually hired our first St. Clair College summer student last year. And he was a member of the Concrete Canoe Club, and so he had asked us for a donation. So we gave them a financial donation to help them go to Montreal to compete in the Concrete Canoe competition, and it's one of the larger ones in North America. And St. Clair College did quite well. They actually beat two major universities, we're really proud of that.
Well, anytime you beat Western or anything to do with London, we're super proud.
That's right.
That's Windsor. I'm sure your wife has told you all about that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. She's a U of W grad.
Awesome. Me too.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations, and thanks so much for joining me this morning, Chris.
Well, it's our pleasure. Thank you very much for having us.
That's Chris Euler from Surveyors On Site. Very cool. All the things that people do in our area that you have no clue kind of what goes into the making of it. It's like you see the sausage, but you don't know how it's made. Well, Chris and Mike, two of those guys, partaking in that. So they won Land Surveyors Who Go the Limit. For the full listing of all the BizX Award winners, just check out bizxmagazine.com.